Vega is the AI from Doom 2016. If you click on the link above, he will read this article out in the audio file. I did this as a side project in a week and a half. I always thought Vega's voice was cool. I always thought, imagine how cool that would be. In the future, if I had an AI, I would talk to it and think with it. And it has to sound like that. The Siri voice was not cutting it. Because Apple owns Siri, I cannot mold it to my workflow. 11 Labs came around. Their one-shot voice cloning kind of worked. But that Vega tone was missing. Same with the built-in ChatGPT and Claude voices. So I wanted open source. I often discuss business information that I would prefer not to end up in an enterprise database. I wanted true privacy. The current OSS text-to-speech repos were either too slow or did not fit on my 8GB M2 MacBook Air. Then I saw people on Twitter pushing insane LLM inference optimizations on Mac using Claude. I wanted to try inference optimizations too. I had been doing AI, ML fine-tuning at my internship, and with Sifttext. So I figured I would throw my hat in the ring. I found a repo called Fish Speech. I rented out a 5090 on RunPod. And I fine-tuned the model on Vega's in-game dialogue. Claude walked me through the process with Sifttext. Sifttext is a tool I built for planning and ideation with LLMs. Once the model was trained, the inference time on my M2 8GB MacBook Air was horrendous. 200x real time. Claude and I rewrote the inference engine in Rust and custom metal. I was not going to let that stop me. I needed it to be faster than real time. Sometimes I would send Claude off to try things while I went to bed. We systematically tried things over and over. Claude was teaching me along the way, so I knew where to guide it. But Claude was ultimately the one suggesting the paths. And connected inside Sifttext. Every failure and every success was logged, mapped. The DAC ran on the CPU, forming the audio waveform. The decoder ran on the GPU, outputting little sound tokens. So the bottleneck was the DAC. We tried to move the DAC onto the GPU, because GPUs are faster at matrix math. But it actually got worse. 167 seconds turned into 221 seconds, because the GPU now had to do both the decoder and the DAC, one after the other. Why? On the same worker. Wait. It would decode a chunk. Run the DAC on that chunk. Decode the next chunk. Wait. Then we tried moving work to the neural engine. We ruled that out. The third chip on the M2 that Apple built for machine learning. 12.8 dB signal. Way under threshold. The audio came back garbled. Ruled out. Then we tried running the CPU and GPU in parallel. The CPU would prep the next chunk while the GPU finished the current one. But on the M2 Air, they share one memory pipe. So they fought each other for bandwidth. 2.5x slower. Ruled out. I was getting frustrated. It still was not faster than real time. I thought I had exhausted everything. Claude said the GPU is saturated. Claude said, we have done all we can. We are at 99% of this machine's bandwidth. But I had a gut doubt. There was something we had not tried yet. Claude would say, except that the M2 cannot handle this. Use RunPod. I would say no. We will never leave this laptop. The further I pushed Claude, the weirder the back pocket suggestions got. We cannot get the times down. Claude would say, except that thermal throttling makes it worse. I said, never suggest that again. We are going to find a way. Put it on the tree. Slowly, Claude was running out of ways to dissuade me. Because every dead end was being explicitly discarded and put on the tree. Finally, I started a new chat. I gave Claude the subtree outline. It included all of Claude's discarded arguments for why we could not do it. I said, make nodes that could be potential optimization wins to get faster than real time. Attack the first one. Claude came back with, we are probably not parallelizing workers. So we added a separate decode queue. That queue keeps building ahead on chunks while the DAC runs on the previous chunk. That converted a 54-second regression into a 30-second speedup. I knew it. Long-form generation was now faster than real-time. I just needed to feed Claude that extra context. And SifText gave Claude that context. The SifText tree for the Vega project was titled Voice Pipeline. Later we hit another bug while optimizing. Output was getting corrupted past a certain length. Watching the ruled-out probes stack up on the tree. Had we critically broken something? Claude kept suggesting random things in the dark, without regard for the prior state. But then I realized something. I was mapping what I knew was not the issue on the tree. We were collapsing the search space. So I reprompted Claude. I told it to consult the tree first before proposing any more fixes. Such a simple thing in hindsight. It was the inverse of the optimization problem. We knew what we had done. It was all on the tree. Every attempted fix had been ruled out. Eventually we ran the same chunks through Python. Python was clean. It was in our Rust. So the corruption was not in the model. Back to the tree. Claude found shared scores 512. The buffer overflowed and corrupted the state. KV length extended past it. At some point, an agent had modified this. The reasoning and commit hash were on the tree. Later, it happened again. Claude said, "We have done everything." I said, "I do not care if we rewrite the whole backend and orchestrator. If we get anything more than a 1 second gain, it is worth it." Claude obliged. We did it. The gain was 5 seconds. Modest. Modest. But it opened up new probes and new paths on the tree that I would not have known about if I had not redone the whole thing. It felt like cheating. But it is just SifText. Without it, this might have taken days. I might have given up. I have no idea how to write any of the optimization code we used.